Blog Talk Radio.
Screw. You don't have to be one of
keep me looking forward to kissing again.
The mango kush.
Another installment of Tiffany Radio Universe Presents Live Speak Open Mic. Number 26, featuring Poppy Woodyard and Brother Habib. Here on the Pimpy Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network, where we boldly go where poems have never been before. We call it the Starship, barreling into all the different universes of spoken word. Now, the Hidden Radio Show, Flashy Smoking, right, is dedicated to bring you, the listener, the best in the unheard, sometimes unknown, mostly next to blow, are the most dope discovery of poets, MCs, performers. They will all have their voices heard here. And tonight, each episode that we do of Flash Speak is its own universe. Alright? No two Flash Speaks the same. And this is a pretty special night because I've decided to go get myself a co-host. Right? Because she's dope and I need help. And more importantly, I gotta catch a ride and a shooting star because, you know, she's about to blow. And all the people who are tonight, they're about to blow and they're blowing. And you're going to catch up on them. And we're going to do that tonight. So, first things first, let me go get my co-host who figured out how to unmute herself. Great.
I did. I am in the building. How are you doing?
Hold on, let me
see. How's it going?
I'm going to say, one, I don't know what happened after my brother's celebration, but something done creeped up on me and Ja. So, you know, I'm just going to say I'm not being racist. White people. That's what I'm going to say. Somebody done did something. You know, it's creeping up. We fighting now. I got a bunch of vitamin C, zinc. I'm fighting. I'm sitting here fighting. But I got all this other stuff that I'm working with now. I got black seed oil, all this other stuff. So, remarkably, I don't feel bad. It's just located in certain places. It's really pissing me off. So, there's that. But I'm excited because you're here. So, my new co-host, Mahogany Soul. Hey, Mahogany Soul. Can you tell the good people about you?
Oh, about me. Well, I am. You're going to put me on the spot. Okay, I appreciate that. My name is Edwina Simmons. I go by Mahogany Soul or Edwina, and I am a fellow co-host here in the Epiphany Radio family, and I'm happy to be joining Mojave here on Fly Speak. I, you know, consider myself somewhat of a poet, and I love being in the presence of beautiful poetry. And just knowing the callers at the end today, tonight is going to be a vibe. I don't want to switch the conversation too much. I think that's enough about me. Let's get to it.
All right. So, you know, we're gonna open up the mics. And as you know, here we keep treated like an open mic environment. You know, everybody's adults, so we expect people to mute themselves, don't have loud things in your background. We leave it open so that if you want to ask our features the questions, and also if you want to find them. I don't routinely do event pages for FlySpeak because I don't keep up with a lot of stuff because I'm usually busy in the background doing some things. But we're going to make it sure that we ask our features how you can find them and why you can find them. So first things first, let me bring my bestie in here, the other hostess with the mostest, one of our own shows, many, my favorite Philly John, the Pearl of Negra. What's good?
Hey, people. Hey, Empress. How you doing? Go, girl. We see you. I see you moving, I see you grooving, I see you giving it form. So congratulations on being a feature tonight. Hey, Harvey, how you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm just going to say white people. Anyway, I've been around black people this whole time. Black people of color, no sickness. Bunch of white people in your face. And I'm sorry, I know, Pop, if you're listening to this, because I know sometimes you're funny and you do these things. Pop, I'm just going to say that Hungarian lady was way too close, and she had sniffles, and I just want to know. I'm just saying,
She was the plague bringer, huh?
No,
I'm
just saying.
She was the plague bringer.
Like, I'm gonna call my aunt. If my aunt is sick, I'm gonna know it's her. Because I'm just telling you, she was she'll understand personal space. She's asking people questions like during job interviews. I was like, no, you don't need to know anything that I'm doing. I'm like, you little crazy. You little too. Back up off me. Back up. I felt like giving one of those fucks. Back up. Back up.
Yes.
You know.
You gotta tell him.
Back up.
Wow.
Nah, because that's what it was, you know. That's what it was. Like,
you
know, and the crazy thing is, like, you know, my father's friends who we know, right, they don't get in your space because they learn. They've been taught. They understand. Other people, no. They just, and I'm like, yo, you are in my space. Back up off me.
Yeah,
you want to kiss me?
Don't breathe on me.
You want to kiss me? You want to kiss me?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Anyway, that's
the story.
Love the story.
You know,
story.
What you have to do when people do that and make them all very uncomfortable? Just look them in the eyes, right? And then start doing that quivery lip thing like people do when they go to go in for a kiss. They're like, oh, no. And then they'll be uncomfortable.
Nah. One of them older white women be like, yeah. She'd be like, I like BBC. No.
Oh.
Go sit down.
Out there.
Just go. Go sit down. Go.
She doesn't know what
you
that
go
means.
Now.
What that Steve means.
You go now.
It's not.
Like, you ever had a dumb job? I'm not trying to find out. I don't need it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's get to our pieces. They didn't know that we could walk over here the way that we do, because we don't give up. Except, you know, for real, it probably virus, but we'll be right back to work.
We'll be right back.
Right back to work. He's like, you're fired. I'm like, that's cool. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
You know, how many times you know fired us, man? We didn't fire like mad times. Fired. We like pick it up between 1 and 7. 7. Fired.
That is true.
So let's get to our features, right? Matter of fact, let me go get Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer up in here, aka Lou Jones.
Wow.
I need your poetry collection.
Yeah. In the building.
Hey,
what's
Jones
up, family?
Hey.
All right, so. I know another person's high, but let's get to the features and we'll come back around. All right, so first off. All right, so let me go to this person. I just met them. They got the wildest amount of energy. I met them. I liked them immediately because they were just on their shit, and they just didn't care. And they was like, yo, and they do the same thing I do. It's like, yo, I need to see your face so I can see the type of energy you got, because I do that all the time. So I absolutely love this about them. Dope. And I love people who flex. They just come in flexing. Like, you know, they just understand who they are, know their value, rock out. So good people, I introduce you to Poppy Woodyard. Poppy, what is good?
Yo. First of all, I just want to say that was hilarious. And for everybody who don't know what that meant, GTS that. Because, yo, give me 60 quickly. And if you don't know what GTS is, then I don't know what to tell you. How y'all doing tonight?
It's all good. Welcome.
You, I'm sorry, y'all got me wide open. That was just so funny. Y'all was over here cracking up.
like I don't be telling people. I just like I don't care. I just don't care anymore. So I'm just gonna say what I'm gonna say on my show because it's my show. I get fired. I'll just be back tomorrow. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow.
We hired myself. I'm back in here. Let's go. Clocking in.
You say I'm fired, I'm going to be fired. You say come back, I'm going to be coming back again.
I'm just saying, that's what happens. All right, so now we're going to go, hold on for a second. I'm just bringing this up first one. And I think I know what it is. Area code 313, who master speaking? Area code 313. That's what I thought.
It's Omari.
I said, I think it's Omari. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey.
All right. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
introduce
it's a show.
Introduce
tonight.
The other feature. Let me get the other feature. Talk to the other feature because I didn't get a chance to get Poppy's bio, but we're gonna talk to Poppy about the bio in a minute. But our other feature, the year was 2000. Hip hop group named SUNY Tribe just won the Buffalo Music Awards, and one of the MCs was Harlem Habib, aka the Black Moor, now Brother Habib. After winning the Buffalo Music Awards, Brother Habib slowly left the stage as a hip hop artist and began to evolve into the poetry arena. Ah, that makes sense. All right. After cultivating his skills as a poet, winning several poetry slams, Brother Habib started to realize he began only writing for the crowd and judges without any sincerity. At that point, he left hip-hop and poetry scene completely, all while watching his little brother Qadir Latif shine and flourish in both venues. But as the state of consciousness worsened after years of hearing the call from Qadir Latif to jump back into this battle to create conscious music to combat the constant flood of ignorance over the airways indoctrinating our youth, Brother Habib has returned. Now armed with emceeing and spoken word, Brother Habib has now rejoined the battle of good versus evil using poetry and hip-hop as his double-edged sword. Good people, I introduce you to Brother Habib. What is good, brother? What's going on?
Man, peace and blessings. How y'all doing?
Welcome, welcome.
Hey, brother Habib. Brother Habib, this is Omari. I got to tell you something real quick. Qadir has slept on my couch.
Say it one more time.
I said Qadir has slept on my couch.
Are you serious, bro?
He stayed in my home.
That's a big couch, my dude.
Wow.
That's a big
couch. My futon. It was never.
Yeah. He destroyed that thing, bro. He's like 6'9", 400 pounds, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's the trenches. Okay.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Yo, I love
when this back in
Okay, we catch up with you later. 2014, that's amazing. Now, you could definitely catch up. Now, also joining us is also along with us. Just came in the building, said, but Kaboom, who just stepped in the room, she comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany.
Okay.
Oh, shit. It's rare and
epiphany. I'm swooning. It's rare.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sorry. I said, I need to be in the room. I need to be up in there.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You got the good brother, and you got Zuena, and you got Poppy. I'm in here.
And Poppy, I don't know what Poppy bio is, but if you ever went to Poppy's page, it is immediate, a dose of energy in your veins. Poppy is amazing. With words, amazing energy all day.
Yeah,
watch
some
videos. You'll feel like you know.
I did my show on StreamYard, and I met Poppy at Tamika Fest. All that energy is for real.
Oh, my God.
And that's why
so
I'm on mute. I have myself on mute, y'all, because I'm over here screaming like,
Listen, I'm going to ask a few questions, and then we're going to get it on the way. But is it safe that we can nickname Poppy Caffeine? Can we nickname Poppy Caffeine?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Caffeine.
Hey, ooh, I'll take it, and hopefully I hand out a dose of two or three a day to everybody.
Yes.
Matter of fact, coffee IV.
That's a coffee IV drip right there, directly to the veins. And the lines, though, like, she talks, I mean, they talk, like, crazy slick. And
wow.
I mean, like, you know, it'll be, like, a conversation of just what they're feeling. And I'm, like, amazed by it. Just check out the YouTube page for sure. It's definitely dope energy. Like a human caffeine.
All right, so first question.
I'm in the room with some beasts. Did you hear what he just named? I mean, just the people in the room he just named. I'm honored to even just be in here right now. It's just, this is the vibe.
I can tell y'all it's a whole vibe. Like, it's about to be, but I got to ask y'all some questions. And I got to make sure that I keep this instrumental in the background so there's no, like, free noise in the background. So anyway, now I'm addressing this to Brother Habib and, of course, our feature Poppy. All right. I read Brother Habib's thing, but Poppy, what got you started in poetry?
Well, see, poetry, I actually go by Keynote, y'all. Poppy is what my kids call me, and they actually started my social media, so hence why the name stayed. But what started me to write in poetry, poetry has been in my life all my life. She has been my side chick. She has been through everything with me, and just here recently, I started to voice, let her have a voice and let her come out, because I lost somebody very dear to me, and the one thing they told me is don't let your words die. So I'd be damned if they not going to fly, scream, shout, holler. They going to do everything, baby, me out. Gosh. Oh.
I'm feeling
all right.
That.
Well, let me turn around, and Brother Habib, since you returned to poetry, you know, and your brother called you and had you come back. How has it been since you've gotten back? How's the ride been? What is your expectations? And what have you found out since you left to now what you know?
You know what, man? I found out more about myself than anything else. You know what I mean? And I found out that that sincerity is key. You know, it's kind of like going to the gym, right? You go to the gym, you can say, I'm going to go to the gym and get diesel for the ladies. Or you can say, I'm going to the gym to work out for myself, to strengthen myself, to become more healthier. So this journey has brought me to a place to where this everything that I do is more so for me, for my children, for as a means of healing, emotional, just to bring awareness in regards to relationships, and it's a lesson. It's all for me, man. For me, first and foremost, I'm the one that's benefiting the most, opposed to before, where I was just doing it for the 30s. You know what I mean? The perfect score. I was doing it for the judges, but now I'm doing it for myself.
Beautiful. Okay, so. Next question, Poppy, you know, how do you visualize yourself moving in this spoken word world? What are your dreams and what are your goals?
I'm going to be real honest because this is so new to me. Like I said, I just started doing the spoken word actually at the beginning of the year, at the same time that I started Poppy's Poetry Corner. So since it's so new to me, like, I'm living my best life right now. Oh, my God. Like, did you just hear Rare say I was at Tamika Fest performing? I got to meet her. I've ran into so many dope poets, y'all. Like, bottom line, if my word reaches somebody and it resonates with them, then I'm winning.
Okay. That's dope. That's absolutely dope. Brother Habib, what is your vision, your dreams, and your goals for spoken word, for your poetry?
Man, I really want this thing to be like a spiritual, therapeutic, you know, remedy, man, to a lot of the ailments that exist in the world. I want it to be a reminder of truth. You know what I mean? I do see myself, you know, trying to wavering more closer to spirituality, and also trying to inject poetry into like therapy to some extent. So I want this to be like medicine, man. I want this to be a healing for the community, for our people, and for myself first and foremost.
Oh, that's pretty dope. All right, so my co-host, Mahogany Soul, do you have a question for our features? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, did I lose you?
I think I unplugged my headphones. You guys have to forgive me. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I said, do you have a question?
I do have a question.
Do you have a question for our features?
I do. I'll start with Poppy. Poppy, what do you think as a poet? Do you think a poet has a responsibility in, you know, how they move in this community? And if they do, what do you think that is?
Definitely. I think we all have a responsibility, but especially poets, because it's the culture. It's reach one, teach one. I think we have a responsibility to reach back and make sure that the art, the form of art in all shapes, don't die, especially spoken word. Words hold power. And I just feel like, you know, we have to teach our youth, and we have to be smart enough to know that they teach us at the same time, because they're up on technology right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically, I guess it's a tool for teaching and knowledge.
Mm.
If
okay.
I answered your question.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your answer. And the same question for Brother Habib.
Could you repeat that one more time? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem. Do you think that as a poet, you have a responsibility in how you move in this space? And if you do, what do you think that responsibility is?
You know what? I think that just the label of a poet, it doesn't necessarily, you know, create this responsibility. I think the label as a man, a father, a leader, these more so would be the, you know, what would define me and my responsibility. Now, based on that concept, the words that come out my mouth, my actions, should all reflect that label that of being a leader or a father or a husband. You know, that would more so define the words that I say and my actions within the community. You're going to have poets who may cater toward like gangster URLs type stuff. You're going to have poets that, you know, everybody's just like the music genre. You're going to have people who play different fields, but it's more so who you are as a person that should define your actions, even within the poetry community.
Makes sense.
Well said, man. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. All right. I'm digging out both you guys' answers. Thank you. Another question I would like to know, and I often want to know about people, especially poets, who are your favorite poets, like dead poets?
Is it up in the air, you asking?
Oh. Well, we'll go back in the same order we've been going, so we'll start with Poppy again.
Are we talking? Are we talking dead or alive or just alive?
We'll start with dead poets, your favorite dead poets.
Dead poet, I don't know, probably Dylan, if I would have to go with the dead poet. Alive, I have a classic and I have a new, so I would have to say like a Maya Angelou would have to be like Roots, and then growing up, it would definitely be like a Georgia Lee.
Okay. Yeah, my Angela is definitely one of my favorites, and I do love Georgia Lee, so those are dope choices. Thank you. And the same question for Brother Habib.
So, man, there's so many poets, man, that I can think of. There's one poet, man, I'm trying to remember his name. He had a poem called... The poem was "If I Should Die" or something to that extent, if anybody can remember this. So he did
"If We
poem.
Must Die."
If we must die.
If we must die.
Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Woo, bro. I wrote a poem.
Who was
inspired by that poem? And
"If We Must Die." If we must die by Claude McKay.
Claude McKay. Thank you, sir. This is what I, this,
oh, yeah.
this dude is,
official right here, bro. This dude is a genius, right? You just got to say it like that. Say a word and you're going to get it. So, yeah, so Claude McKay. The more so poets that I love, Gil Scott. I love, the dead poets. I love so many revolutionary poets, man, that really inspire me. Yeah, and poets that are alive, there's a lot of poets, man. There's so many, man. I'm a big fan of my brother right here, Mojave. I'm a big fan of him. There's a brother named, he put me on the spot. There's a lot of people, man, that I'm really inspired by. Their words, Poppy. I love Poppy. Her passion, that shit is contagious.
Yeah.
It just drives me. It pushes me. Even she sent me a text earlier. Even the text, I swear to you, the text was like, got me amped up from reading the text.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, man, I wish I was more prepared to give you more names, but I'm definitely a fan of almost everybody out here. I don't really look at, I don't care how dope they are. I peep the sincerity, and I peep, you know, the what the message is, and that's what is inspiring to me.
True. I mean, I feel like, you know, looking back, answering that question would be very difficult. Because I feel like all of us can say, I've been in a room with a number of you guys that are on the call. It's like there's an energy in the community when it's real around genuine people who love the art form and love to share that you just can't break it down to one person. So that was kind of an unfair question. But it is nice to know who you're inspired by, you know. So I appreciate those answers. Don't get a chance.
Yes, you definitely threw us under the bus, Queen. You threw us under
the
bus.
No. I was saying you're number one all time. But like some people ask if you had to build this perfect poet, and I'm just like, no. More or less, it's like the inspiration, or is this one person that you strike a lot of inspiration from, or you resonate with, or you stuck with growing up, more or less. But it's okay.
Well, I'm just glad ask who you're fans of, because, yeah, I'm turned out on the cafeteria, which is really the clubhouse.
That's true. The last question I did want to know is, was there like, did you experience one moment that made you, that you could remember? Like, I know there's probably a lot, but one moment that you can recall that kind of changed your perspective of this as an art form for you? Like, change your perspective on the way that you look at it, like that aha moment.
Yeah, the loss of my mom was my moment that told me get active, because that's what she said to me.
So it's a living tribute, and it's that dope. I love it. Rest in peace. Thank you, Poppy. And also, brother, have you the same question?
Yeah, so an aha moment for me, man, honestly, this is a journey, man. So it's been so many aha moments, like, over and over again, you know what I'm saying? And one of the biggest aha moments was when I started writing, like on a spiritual level, and I wrote this poem about God. And when I wrote the poem about God and I recited it and I started crying, like I was alone. Nobody was around. I was by myself. And I just started crying and I just started realizing, like, this shit is real. Like, I'm talking glorifying God. This is like, it was like worship to me. And it allowed me to tap into something that I had never tapped into, when I realized how powerful words are. Because you got one mouth, but you got two ears. So it's like, it's necessary for you to even hear your own self. You know what I'm saying? So that was the aha moment for me.
I love that answer. I really do. Thank you guys for answering my question so honestly. I appreciate you guys' time and everything. I'll turn it back over to Mojave. Mojave, are you still here?
I am right here.
Thank you so much.
You did a great job. Okay. I want you to do your thing.
you know, getting out the way, letting all this stuff happen. So before we proceed to the first round, I'm going to open it up for the floor to questions for anybody who's generally who wants to ask you a question who's here. So if you were here to ask the features questions, now's your time. So who would like to go first?
I just want to hear some poetry.
Oh, that's legit. I do too.
I like that, yo. That's great.
I just got a feeling. Like I kind of know. Like I'm excited because I kind of feel like I can feel the energy right now. So I'm like, I'm excited, but I got to make sure that we ask proper questions. You guys ask questions. So that's what I was like, want to open it up before, and then I'm going to give you a test. So is there anyone else that would like to ask some questions before we proceed to our first round of questions?
Yeah. So I have a question. And this may be very personal, so if you decline, I fully understand. If you could write anything that's in your life or in your past, if you could write it to a position of writing the trauma away or writing the pain away, what would it be?
Wow. That's beautiful. Shit, bro. I would write away the black experience, bro. I will write away the oppression that our people face. Bro, you said that's a deep-ass question, bro. I just don't want to even go for it, man. I don't want to get all emotional on this damn thing, man. But they'll salute to that question. Powerful.
Marley, that's a prompt right there. I'm starting to piece right now.
Yo, he got me over here stuck.
We gotta write that, Omari. Let's do it.
Perception of heartbreak in any aspect. Mm.
Perception of what?
Heartbreak in any aspect.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely do that.
Yo, Brother Habib, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got one question for you.
That's my man right there. What's going on, King? What's going on, man?
Hey, it's good, man. It's good, man. Yo, hey, you know, congratulations to both of y'all for the feature, man. This is my home away from home. This where these were my roots all in Blog Talk. So these were my humble beginnings, man. But my question is, you know, I've listened to your bio, man, and I heard a little bit of you talk, and you said you decided to give up. You were just writing for the crowd, so to speak. What year was that when you decided to make that move?
Man, let me see here. It had to be 2000 and maybe 5 or 6. 2005 or 6, I'm thinking. It would be around there.
Okay, was it like it was just like, was this a feeling that came over you and said, man, you know, I got to do, you know, this ain't for me, man. Was it a feeling like that, or
how'd
you read that decision?
That's a good question, man. That's a real good. Bro, I feel embarrassed, too, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. So me and my brother was in Toronto at a slam, and we had this team from Buffalo. And we was on some guerrilla poetry shit. Now, it was really about trying to get the money. So the people on our team, was the guy kept messing up. He kept messing up. Like, we would practice, he would mess up his poem. So we was like, yo, bro, you can't go, bro. You can't go up, man. You know what I'm saying? We just put all this money up for the poetry. We drove all the way up to Toronto. We're going to let my brother go. He's going to go.
he had this poem called "It Was an Indescribable Conversation," and then he just talks about how deep the conversation was. Then at the end of it, he says, "But the only thing she said to me was hello and goodbye." Like, you know what I'm saying? So that poem always got 30. So I was like, "Yo, we can't let this dude go up, bro." So when it was time for him to go up, because he was like, "No, I'm going up. I won't mess up. I swear." When it was time for him to go up, I grabbed the dude, and my brother went up. And my brother went up on stage, did the joint, got the 30. But it broke. It hurt the dude's feelings, man. It hurt him, man. And I was like, "Shit, man, we trying to get this money, yada yada yada." And I was realizing, like, as time progressed, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm like, I'm over here poetry pimping out here, like on some guerrilla pimp stuff, like trying to win for, you know, it was like I had no spiritual element inside of it, bro. It was just all about winning. So, and that was like the precipice. That was the moment where I was like, something's wrong with me, bro. Like, I'm just out here trying to get 30s, and I just stepped away, bro, because I just felt disgusted at myself and what I was turning into.
Mm-hmm. What that means to me, brother, you're a true artist, man. Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings,
man. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, King.
It takes a lot of strength to know yourself well enough to walk away and come back when you're ready. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. All right, so my features, Poppy, Brother Habib, what would you like to do? Would you like to do one round where you do two pieces? You do like Poppy, then Habib, and then Poppy and Habib, right? Or you can mix it up, you know. I never ask for more than three pieces. We usually get to two, you know, so people can hear you and, you know, give you your files and everything else while you're in here. And of course, we're going to ask you how people can find you. So let's do that now. How can people find you in the internet, the online universe that we happen to be in? So I'll start with you, Poppy. How can people find you and contact you? And tell us a little bit about your platform.
Actually, I have a poetry platform. It's actually poetic. Anything that's poetic, that's anything that makes a boom, a sound. It could be art, because art speaks. It can be, you know, craftsmen. Anything that you do that is a muse to people, then you're welcome on my platform. It's every Wednesday night, 9 to 10. We just vibe. We have a good time. Brother Habib has been on there. It's like sitting on the couch, except with me, with a whole lot of energy, and we getting behind the scenes and getting to know you a little bit, and you get to spit some dope poetry about like this vibe right here. What am I talking about? But you can find me on Facebook at Poppy Woodyard, also Poppy Woodyard _ keynotes, and that's keynotes, KEY-NE. TEZ, Poppy's Poetry Corner. You can find that on YouTube. Just look me up and I'm there. My Instagram, but not really. So, and I'm new to the clubhouse. I think that was everything you asked.
Yes. So you could find me. So basically, I'm going to be doing a show on Clubhouse, or a house on Clubhouse, called Red Pill Love Poems, and it's basically going to be talking about the reality of love, not just in regards to relationship with the woman or man or you know, whoever. It's more so love in general, in a broader sense of your family, your children. And it's going to be basically the red pill concept, where we're going to be getting deeper into, you know, past the flowers and the beautiful smell of, you know, decadence. I want to get into, like, the reality of love. So that's really what we're going to be doing. So in the next couple of weeks, y'all are going to be seeing the Red Pill Love Poems. And I probably will jump into YouTube as well. But we're going to start on Clubhouse. God willing. Mm.
Good. All right, so y'all ready to get to some poetry. So what would y'all like to do? Would y'all like to do one piece and then open it up for everybody to follow? Or would you like to do that? Matter of fact,
I'll let Poppy.
What would y'all like to
do? I'll let the ladies.
We could do the one piece and let everybody join in and hit back again.
Okay. So what we'll do is, we just lost Amari. We'll let you two go, and then we'll go down the line. Mahogany, you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. So here we go. Coming up next to the mic, Poppy.
All right. I'm going to do a piece called Don't Kill Kenny. Just because I have on the hood and it's after dark, this is not South Park, so don't kill Kenny. This is not a cartoon where a group of kids get together and do a bunch of dumb shit, which is called growing up, let's not forget. But wait, let's turn the page. When they're going to the store selling cigarettes lead to I can't breathe anymore. In both situations, we didn't have to ask who killed Kenny. The revolution shall not be televised, yet this was witnessed by plenty of eyes, and almost every episode the kid in the hoodie had to die. But what if those kids were black? Is that what it's like watching us under their tech? But this is not South Park, so please don't kill Kenny. You see, because Kenny is just a king who's one of the lost boys out here chasing his dreams, grown by age, intelligence on rage, but still a mental slave being beat for whips and chains. But Kenny don't have to be his or her name. You see, Cassandra Bland wasn't even a man. It's our sisters, our brothers, our lovers in any form, praying that they never get done harm. Because if I ever have to ask who pinched Kenny, yo, it's real life for me. And I won't hesitate to play with my toys. Because you see, Kenny is one of my lost boys. So please don't kill Kenny.
Damn.
Yo, I love that poem, sis. I love that poem. Salute.
Hey. Oh, I felt the power in that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Whew. Javier, are you muted?
Yeah, I'm muted. I'm sorry, my bad.
Figured.
I was like, you know me well. I said, and I'm sitting here singing. I'm like, Lord have mercy, Jesus, that was dope. So now we move on to you, Brother Javi. The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. So I beg you to bear witness to what the birds and the bears witness. And if there's anyone who can dare witness that there's a deity who could compare with this, please share with us. But there is no God but God. And in order for you to understand what is God, you must first place your trust in God and just in God, because it is only God who is the absolute and just God. Anything else is just flawed and just odd to put your trust in what has been proven to be fraud. You will only find yourself facing his firing squad in the eternal fires of God. There was absolutely no God but God. That means there are no other gods. There's no Zeus or Poseidon, no Mount Olympus where the other gods reside in, no demigods, no semigods, not any god that could ever exist except his lordship. So accept his lordship. Because there will be no exceptions when you're accepting deception as your protection. There will be no abracadabra when your battered cadaver is gathered up from under the gravel. And when those souls surface, their sole purpose is pure worship. In the holy books, God has explained how with every mountain range, the earth's stability is maintained. And what you see above the dirt is only a fraction of what is hidden beneath the earth. He has taught us the different stages and phases before and after birth, umbilical cords and after birth, and it is not a movie when God says there will be an after earth. God says if all the oceans were ink and every single tree was a pen, his writing could still not be exhausted by what he so easily comprehends, yet he exists outside of all comprehension. And his comprehension is all comprehensive. Some refuse to comprehend this sentence and become overly apprehensive, but if you look at each sentence, you can easily sense that God sent this. And how senseless is it to lose sense of what in essence is so simplistic? He is the eternal entity, the epitome of perfection. And the only imperfection is in our feeble attempts of trying to express his perfection. Even the letters that spell perfection hold imperfection when it's pointing in his direction. And if our entire life was spent in submission, in a constant state of glorifying his glory, we still would not be worthy for a moment of his mercy, yet he is still so merciful. How he just lets his mercy flow, even more merciful than all those who show mercy. And that mercy that they show, he has given to them from he who is the most merciful, who is so merciful that those who deserve no mercy still know his mercy. And somehow they fail to grasp that even though he is the most merciful, he still has the most merciless wrath. Yet his mercy is so vast that it's still greater than that wrath. So, dear God, let us enter into the bliss of your most mercifulness, which appears endless from him who did not begin and has no end, and in the end will still exist in all of his splendiferous endlessness. Allow me to pass this litmus test and enlist in paradise your endless gift, and enter into this endless wish, and let me fall at the feet of your endlessness. Let this consultation bring you consolation in God's constellations. Let this conversation remove any complication in your combat to conquer Satan. And if you never see me again, just know I'm on the run for God's final destination. Climbing his spiritual ladder on the rungs of God's final revelation, trying to ascend to the heavens, to the highest elevation, dear God, please accept me. Peace.
Damn. I don't even want to spit no peace now. I can't go behind none of y'all.
That was, y'all. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
I'm glad I went first.
Eat of it. Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Praise God. I appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
God. Oh.
Woo.
Okay. Yes.
He's
peaceful.
Okay. I see. We just ran up in a burning house with kerosene drawers on. It's on fire.
Oh man.
Y'all see why I say I'm living my best life? I get to sit next to people like that. Come through. Woo.
Yeah, you two are amazing.
I'm thankful y'all for busting us, for coming through and coming on for us. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's dope and amazing. And just, wow. I'm waiting for Marvin to call back in because I'm like, yeah, we got to do that whole prompt. But while we're at it, since we're going to move forward, the Pearl of Negra, if you'd like to read a poem, it's on you.
My God, I got to go behind now. All right, I'll try.
Yep, sir.
All right. Whew. This is called Indigo Child. Sometimes when you wake, I just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the sun's in the east and the moon reflects like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm there, yeah. I'm blessed by the light, so my love stays locked and loaded. Bringing comfort from afar, I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain.
frequency, I bring to you love through black and blue, because that's all I ever knew, from deep within to pull from and give to you. My indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stained my veins, but from the source of which I was created. I am here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you, traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. Rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed, because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit just a little bit to touch it, just to say they know me and were able to get in. The only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. I'm realizing you can't destroy love. It just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is dry, can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain you've caused and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love to reign. Love can't fit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I'm Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest true. My aura is golden, and you've just been given a piece of my indigo blue. That's that piece.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I love that song you sang at the beginning too. Is that like an original piece song?
Oh no, that's my, from my girl. Oh God, I can't even remember my name. Y'all got
Erica,
me so nervous. Come on.
Erica Badu.
Yeah, that's yayo. It means mama. Yeah.
I love how you did that, yo. I love how you tied that together.
You.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Ooh, y'all got me super nervous.
No, you did your thing, Queen. You really did your thing.
Indeed.
Thank you. All right, if I could sing and do poetry, y'all, ooh, the world would be
right.
Like so much trouble.
I'll be acting a fool out here.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Did somebody even do that on you? It's a real songbird
on here, y'all. Oh yeah.
But speaking of which, we're gonna move on to Mahogany Soul. Mahogany Soul, are you ready?
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
I wish you could see the way I was giddy when you said Mahogany Soul. I was really jumping up and down in my seat. Sorry.
Oh. All right. I'm going to do this one. It's called A Love Note to My Little Poet. Why are you hiding? What are you hiding from? I mean, you've made breath and skin and transcendent metaphysics a prison, one decision at a time. Now you're dying in your body, rotting the way of things that are not growing, breezy as autumn leaves. With your dreams dutifully dangling like they ain't got wings already. You deem them frivolous things to appease human beings. What you say to your pieces walking away while you laying here waiting, ignorant to your body like a beast with no nation, a salivating black eye possession, parrying at the passing to your passionate parts. A soulless shadow turned tied off tourniquet, pinching you off from your goodness. This is supposed to be your good shit. And I know you lost your way home, tossed and turned in the turmoil of living in this hostile trope associated with the tenderness of the sun-kissed black skin. This ain't home. That's why it don't feel right. That's why you can't get comfortable here. Your focus is behaving like foreign foster kids, fickled, confined, and unwatched over a home is more than a place to sleep, my dear. That's why you keep feeling like somebody forgot somebody. That's because you forgot your body. You forgot your body held your rhythm. Your hips held your music. Your heart is in tune to a ton-ton drum bearing your sigil. Your soul is forever home if you should want to visit. This here is your shit. You let getting dusty somewhere, wasting away. How much glory you got left in your gloriousness? How many holes you gonna let folk poke in your Holy Ghost? Does this creature you keep competing with still hold any semblance of your features? Did you realize that you were using your magic to commit the treason of deserting yourself without ever leaving your skin? That skin gonna follow you the way of shadows, baby. You cannot outrun yourself. You gonna either learn to be black as an intentional blessing, else they gonna call you black as hell. You know how darkness be doing. You need only remember. Tell me, when did you reason away your rhythm in the interest of easy listening? Do you know one day they gonna tell you you can't stay here? Playing the life of the party in another man's parlor, is there joy in being an uninvited guest in somebody else's home? You act like you ain't got nobody. You treating your home like you ain't got no home training. You got the world in your pocket. Begging like there ain't diamonds in your blood, like unstepped on melanin ain't $444 a gram on the black market. You need to stop it. You act like the universe ain't between your legs and the world ain't between your ears and the tuning fork don't know your motion. Like you can't command the power and chaos of the whole damn ocean. You know better. You forget yourself. But you better remember. Because one day the girl that owned your fire will have the ear of your daughters. You better learn to speak the language of the ferocious. Let this be the day you grow fluent in the language of your own divinity. Speak your native tongue with all of your mouth and let steady hands make light work for the light worker. So journey, sojourn through this poverty is its own language. A broken dialect regurgitated from the second stomach of a fat cow to dull the magic they keep calling madness, but you know better. Now, don't you? You know better than to leave your things around for someone else to look after. I'm going to need you to allow yourself to get fat on the satisfaction of behaving like you got somebody. You somebody. You know that? You somebody with a whole body to come home to. Why you hiding like you ain't got no place to go, baby? You ain't homeless. You just unfocused. That's the basis of all of this frustration. You won't come home to yourself like you some sort of beast with no nation.
Yeah, y'all got some shooters out here.
Yo. Bomb away.
Yes. Better know
the metaphor.
Oh, man.
The metaphors. You see the metaphors? Come on, man. That was crazy. I'm wilding over here.
I'm just saying, I just saw her pull, the ring out of the grenade, and then I saw the hand let it go, and I saw it fly in slow motion before it blew up. So, yeah. I'm just going to curse. Matter of fact, we are joined by Jared King. What's happening, King?
Hey, Sundiata, how you doing, brother? Van Metal, Sundiata, and I heard Phil Zwina.
No, Van's not in here tonight.
I get you when you come on my show, right?
Don't do it. I'm proud. I do
believe this is probably Gina Storm with us. Gina Storm, is that you? Very cool, 318.
I was on mute.
Hello, this is True Sister. Yes, this is True Sister.
Oh, hey. Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey.
We good.
Welcome.
All right, well, we're going to continue. Thanks. I just wanted to make sure we welcome y'all in the thing because we're going right through because we're doing some things. It'll be along shortly.
Well, because we're going to go to our next poet. It's kind of sort of amazing, but, you know, this badass, bell ringing, noise ringing.
Do it. Look, I'm still over here hollering and screaming. I can't, because Edwina be taking me too fast. Come on, Mahogany. So, I just, I can't. Okay, I was done then. I was done when she said the price of melanin. When she said what the price of melanin was, she said what she said.
She really did say the price of melanin. And people be acting like they don't get it traded on the market. But that's a whole other situation and story we ain't going to get into right now. But you know, we're going to get into what you're doing right now. We're going to get into what you're doing.
Okay, I'm going to do this. Phoenix. I ain't never seen no bird come from no ashes, especially not one that flaps its wings of fire and don't get consumed, and a live thing exhumed from destruction, wearing nothing but the flames that tried to kill it, that burned away everything around it and on it. How is that sane? How they call that victory when what it looks like is pain? Only thing I ever seen come from ash is dust, and I think that is more like us, more like the remains of what we are when we are broken down to our most basic parts, how we start out heavy and tethered, how our weathered and weary made us dry, made us easy to light a flame, made us tinderbox of explosive. If you give a bomb a lighter, or if you strike a match repeatedly, then expectedly you get smoke. I mean, ain't that what you want? And then fire, and we burn down to nothing except cinder and ash, flash and pan, and then the gray of settling soot and then dust. And I think that is more like us, because when the next wind of adversity blows, God knows we will spread, we will cover, invade heart and lungs. You will taste of our destruction, we'll inhale the hell we done been through. You know how smoke inhalation kills you? It chokes out the oxygen, so many chemicals mixed in with dust. You made us the toxic we are. You are frightened by the power we can be. See, I ain't never seen no bird come from no ashes, but I damn sure seen dust rise. Yeah, I think that's more like us, and we are everywhere, and we are in everything, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yo, where I've been? I've been missing out on this Blog Talk Radio problem. This is crazy. She said, in hell, the hell we done been through. God.
Lord.
If you strike it, you surely get smoke. Oh, my God.
What's your name? One of
them be fire on fire like that all the time.
I just need to know. Rare Epiphany.
What's going on?
Yo,
that was crazy. That was crazy, man.
I'm a fan. Someone pulled my pants down and slapped my hiney. I feel like it. I feel like I'm being spanked. And I like it.
I feel like I'm being punked, man. You're like, come on the show. We want to feature you. You know, these guys, everybody's just killing. I want to hear them. God damn it. They the ones, too.
I'm telling you.
Welcome to the one that does the Epiphany Radio Universe. We do this over here regularly. And this is why philosophy gives its own universe within itself. And you are the feature in your show. But, hey, people can feature for you, too. It works out. It works out. It's amazing. This is some amazing poetry. Damn it, Rare.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Damn it, Rare.
I don't care what genre is working in. She grab you by your heart and by your mind, and then she rub a hand around your neck and give you goosebumps all at the same time. I don't care. Love, passion, pain. It's just all of
it.
Come on, Rare.
This
I'm
dope, bro.
I got grabbed in the business. Yeah,
I appreciate you bringing me on here, man. This is dope, man. This is one of my next spots. I got to come listen to this, man. If y'all doing it like this, it's so crazy, man. I love this, man.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you and Poppy came on because it's a party. It's a party. Oh, it's a party. It's a party. But you know,
right. I'm telling you, and she's like that in real life, y'all. The spirit is there. Brother Habib's spirit is there. Y'all just, the universe lined everybody up tonight, so it's just a blessing.
I just for the record, I said I had a feeling. Anyway, I did say it. Anyway, you know, that's me and my goofy vision. Anyway, as we continue on, King Jared, you came just in time, brother. We're going to pass the mic to you.
Oh, damn. I think this is a setup. Appreciate you, Ref, for shouldn't we right between the eyes. All right.
Anytime.
All right. Do the mics stay open?
Yes. Everybody's mic stays
open. Okay. Gotcha. With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, seen through the blurred screen of milky dreams. But even when water is pristine, it can stumble in tumultuous streams and froth in the cream. As I hold my head high so the water falls in cascades, till it feeds the future blades of grass. You see, this is full body kneading, full body feeding from one who is blind. But yet my eyes weep in the melodies of rhythms. Of the sounds of sight, melodies make life in my mind's eye. As my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval, as mountains push their peaks into the thought of solidarity, in my mind's eye, I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss and ecstasy. You see, it's not just a dream. It's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your beauty as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love, lingering in love. Like two marionettes chopped from a single block who were made from each other, those lost puzzle pieces of completion that I thought was not possible. Found you, I thought it was not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was, I had fallen in love. I had fallen in love with hurting. I fell in love with searching. And I fell in love with disdain to my own dismay. I fell in love with being afraid. I chose not to see you, even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house dripped with honey. From being the beautiful you of you. Too long has my appetite gone for naught, and not seized the comb, the sweet honeycomb of your opulence, that now makes my mind's eye shine, because your taste has brought my sight to full sun brilliance, and your nectar removed my blinders, and ushered love into this dry cave, and poured water onto this withered heart. Paul.
Okay.
Bravo, but thank you.
You got a small house, homies, ripper, mix it up. Love poem, girl.
You got that, huh?
Yeah.
And Jared came in here. Man, you cap. That's a major cap. You was capping. You just
what is he talking about, bro?
Yeah. He was like, I didn't have to do this. And then he came in here smooth as a musket. You was just a geez. I'm just telling you.
Smooth as a musket ball down the pipe.
Exactly. Just smooth. Like
you
wasn't in your night robe drinking chai at your kitchen table.
More like a 40 with a handle on it.
Oh, oh goodness. Not a custom 40.
A gangster, that's gangster and a gentleman at the same time. Salute, King.
You got to lay it on your shoulder and lean it over.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. You know what? Matter of fact, we gonna move from you, Jared. Smooth in the bottom of my hammer shoes. We gonna go from you with that lovely dope ass poem, but we gonna go from you to Joe, the verbal mind guesser. Joe, are you there?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
All right, let's do it. 00 cops licensed to kill. The police be boys with a license to ill. Here's a phrase from an old page, and its text still matters. Why set up scenarios to test and train my mental? Everyone's a suspect. It's just that simple. When all I have to say that I was in fear of my life, I'll just cock my Glock and watch the life leave their eyes. Every gesture is a threat. Every command is disobeyed. Why study the law? Because we'll perceive it our way. Law enforcement is a business with strange conflicts of interest. Prosecutors and defenses often hang out on weekends. The right to remain silent is taken quite literally. No one even cares if they see you killing me. Was the grind on his mind? What did he see? To his bride on bended knee. Mama, please, I can't breathe. You see, it puzzles me. Are we born to struggle posthumously? Living history is rarely written off facts. Experiences in the trenches is where we got those knots. Four on a cot at your auntie's house. Bang, bang, baby, who got shot? Watch out. Who got mistaken for anything other than what we're not? Innocent before proven guilty. It's because of this, can you feel me? That a miss on my apprehension doesn't exist in this dimension. Shoot first with a built-in defense system. It's high tech when it comes to next. You're a justified homicidal criminalist. Gunplay is expected for the selected subjects. Once again, don't be shocked when you know you've already studied us for a future felon. What's up with that backup piece? 401 and one more across the street? They did seem to be awfully touchy-feely. Officer, please, I can't breathe. What's the point of training to subdue one twice my size when all I have to say that I was in fear for my life? I'll just cock my Glock and watch the life leave their eyes. Why set up scenarios to test and train my mental? Everyone's a suspect. It's just that simple. Every gesture is a threat. Every command is disobeyed. Why study the law? Because we'll perceive it our way. Law enforcement is a business with strange conflicts of interest. Prosecutors and defenses often hang out on weekends. The right to remain silent is taken quite literally. No one even cares if they see you killing me. Do the tasers not work? I'm back to the first line, you see. What's the point of training to subdue one twice my size? There are too many Barney Fife types living outside. Maybe in Mayberry, but this big city life got them acting real scary. And no more shirt pockets, straight into the chamber. From security guards to park rangers, everyone's in danger. The rules and procedures precede you. Even when written, they exclude and elude you. For whatever you do, you better bet it's on you. Cameras don't matter if they capture your brain splatter. Your remaining family can climb the highest court ladder. Not guilty would be the verdict unless a brother pulls the trigger. Then that blue wall starts to crumble. Yeah, go figure. The cameras don't lie as you or I. If it's dim on film and high def, there's alibis. With a boat load of loopholes and legal lies, but they can make you out in the blizzard with eagle eyes. So give me a badge and give me a gun. I'll just thumb through the rules and forget everyone. It's like liking a poll having not read line one. 00 cops license to kill. Forget about any chance for appeal. Retraining is the answer on how to kill without protest. The most that would happen is a little tear gas at best. You can't rewrite laws that won't be followed. Even the obvious is hard to swallow. The law as it is very shallow. To the bereaved, it's just more sorrow. Retaliating kind, that theory's hollow. Hit him in the purse where it hurts, but then tomorrow, James Bond will have another case, another city, another state. Just today, another name preceded by the late. Let's just say they've been killing us off the break. Boom.
Wow.
All right, Joe.
That's a painful one. I felt that one, Joe. That shit is painful, man. Salute.
It really is.
Appreciate it, King. Appreciate it.
And it's
thank
true.
You.
The prosecution
absolutely.
Hang out on the weekends. They do. They absolutely do.
Yeah.
For real.
They planning your fate over, you know, steak and some fries and shit.
Mm-hmm. But when you said, you say the cameras don't matter when it captures your brain matter. What did you say again? What was that verse?
So, the cameras don't matter when they capture your brain splatter.
Your brain splatter, bro. That's it. Bro, I swear to you, I was talking to somebody about that, and they were like, yeah, I'm so happy we got cameras. I'm like, what the hell do the camera matter to the dead person? Like, do you think that they, like, have, you dig what I'm saying? They dead, man. That joint, bro, you touch home with that, bro. Salute. Thank you.
Thank you, fam. Appreciate it.
Well, I see we're just on one today. What are we doing? We're just going to be on one today. That's what happened. Wasn't really focused on doing anything. We just gonna be on it. That's what we're doing. That's nice. Feels really good.
Come on with the camera.
I'm telling you, I feel spanked. I feel like somebody blew a grenade in my face. I feel like somebody, you know, slapped me across my eye, made my eyes cross. It's nice. It's nice. I like that. It's very round. It's good. Good vibe. We need that. So, I guess I got to read a poem. That's what I'm going to do. And then we're going to start this over, and we're gonna repeat the process. It's 10:34. Time is moving very quick, but it's very quick when you hear really fucking dope-ass poetry, so you don't know where the time goes. So let me do this, get out the way, and get back to the top. Let me start this all over again. All right. Have you ever been lost? Took a left turn someplace unfamiliar, terrain unknown, just because you didn't know where to go. So you wandered off the beaten path. There was a joke that my father used to say. He named his boys after the attribute that he felt that represented them. He called me Lost Boy. Put it on a bright yellow t-shirt that said Lost on it. I was always getting lost, needing someone to find me. I love to hide in plain sight, small voice, speech impediment of the children seen of not heard variety. I spent my time wandering off. I never knew how much darkness was never my friend, being of persons who's broke, wishing the value of a mother's hands that could hug and shake you equally violently because there was something that wasn't done or because you looked like Jimmy. I remember jumping down, up and down on my bed. It earned me bright red scratches that turned into scabs. And because I was a picker and the pain of ripping off a scab made me bleed, but the pain made me feel relieved. I didn't know that this would help me develop a high tolerance of pain. And it's related to the relief of emotional trauma, the drama of leaving my mama to travel back to my grand-grand and the full house bursting at the seams for those who came to find safety and the security, the bloodline of family. And to come in when the light came on to stay within earshot was a juxtaposition to a position of a grandfather and a drunken stupor, PTSD from war and Georgia racism and not enough food and you're scrambling for a plate and sometimes scrapple and toast is all that you ate. But I can remember the best days. The best days is watching my grandparents dance while playing Mighty Sparrow and singing of Moody's Wooed for Love. The best days was watching my father bring in fish and my grandmother teaching my brother how to scrape its skin, fillet its flesh, seasoned with flour, spices, and cornmeal, fried to a golden brown, and it's delicious with cheesy grits or whatever fits. The seasoning tasting just like these memories that I just spit, and maybe it felt like Michael Jackson singing Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and me, my brother, and Black Eric trying to dance in the side yard, my aunt converting it the moment into Studio 50 before, and all who knew us would come in the yard and we danced. And maybe it was the gathering of sticks to make a barbecue that hot dogs and hamburgers with cheese and ketchup felt just like heaven on July, Saturday afternoon. Memory seems to forgive, builds hearts, solidifies souls, and I still don't always know where I'm going, but I know wherever I am, here you are. I went from losing to gaining friends and family. For what I thought, I found
my brother.
Wow. My God.
Nice. Nice. Yes.
My brother.
Hey, Mojave, me and your villain origin story sound a lot alike.
Wow.
Hey.
Man, that was beautiful. That was prolific, bro.
Really
was. Smooth ass self.
I know. Only just make you sick. I mean, all of my feelings. I'm a cold bitch. Stop that. Don't do that.
I'm just gonna say one of the greatest pleasures in the entire world is have my father hear about memories of me as a child growing up. And so whenever I tell him stuff, because my father would be like, he'd be like, yeah, if you want a barbecue, you better gather these sticks. We'd be out in the yard grabbing the sticks. And it's wild because it's like my brother's celebration of life was on Sunday, and so my cousin who is a chef by trade, army trained chef, right? He's out there. My cousin's out there. They're all his whole contingent is out there, right? Young, able bodied, strong, right? He's like, yeah, don't touch the grill until my other gets here. Just wait till Mo gets here to do it. So it's crazy, right? So he's like, yeah, you didn't want nobody to touch it until you got here. I was like, so I said, fool, you're the chef. You should be going, right? So as soon as I get there, I'm scrambling. I'm going. You know, I get on the gas grill. He starts the charcoal grill. And so I'm going. So I'm like, I'm in here with these hot dogs and these hamburgers. But people, like, they come by, yo, let me get one of them hamburgers, yo. Them hamburgers is good. He said, yo, you know what you're doing on this grill. And then I knew the jig was up because, you know, I have a thing, white people. So my father's first wife has a cousin that's still very attached to us, and they come by and celebrate because they feel like, hey, we're family. We're always going to be family no matter what. But he was, like, sitting there. He's like, yeah, when you get done, I'd like one of those hot dogs. And so I'm like, yo, it'd be easy if I just bring it to you, right? So I bring him the hot dogs and everything. Oh, thanks, right? So then I take the hot dogs and hamburgers aside, right? So later on, I'm going in, and they're eating the hot dogs like they could have got it themselves the whole time. I was like, white people, man. Y'all lazy. My dad, if you listen, forgive me. No, people, it's not a remarkable thing, but I do talk about things outside. These are my experiences. This is nothing I have the affection on Epiphany Radio Universe. I'm just saying, some of y'all white folks is lazy. Y'all like to talk about us. I like to talk about y'all. It's even. Anyway, let's go back to our features. All right. So features Poppy and Brother Habib. Yeah, how does this feel in comparison to Clubhouse? How does this feel?
I just I want to push the fire emojis, and I want to, you know, you can't do the emojis. That's the only thing I miss. I want to click on it. But I love it. But it's still the same love. Honestly, I feel more intimate a little bit. I feel like we're all on a conference call. Like, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're family.
Well, technically, you're right.
Yeah.
Technically, you're right. It's just this broadcast, you know, you just being iHearted, Spotify'd,
iTunes. It's appearing on all platforms all at once. So that's the other thing I'll be telling people, because some people be thinking, oh, you know, you just go through Blog Talk. And I just like, yeah, sure, it just goes through Blog Talk, you know, through people. And they be like, wait a second. I went over to iTunes. Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's on iHeartRadio. Speaker, Spotify, you know, CastBox. It's on all these platforms, you know. But we don't sit there and try to put in your eye. We just do the work, you know. Jared knows we just come in here and do work. We just come in here and work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
In a goo-free zone, too. No goo here. Ain't no goo here.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, no
yeah,
matrix
yeah,
here. No matrix here. Yeah, make it free. Make it free zone.
If we send you home, we send you home for real. You can't follow me around over here. I just stop you. Because I can't, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I just stop your whole phone call. You can't even call it. Stop.
Right. Exactly.
Now you got free time.
You got a lot of free time right now, don't you? We cut none. Like, I freely admit that I cut up here. I just know two places I'm going to cut up. I'm going to cut up here, and I'm going to cut up in the Honey Drip Room. And you know, there's only times you'll cut it up, you know, because some people don't think I have a sense of humor, and they're right. But, because I don't like them. Anyway, go back to today. So, Poppy, are you ready to spit another one? We know. We got a hot 17 minutes left. We just going to have to speed round this. So as soon as a person is finished, just hop on.
Oh, cool. That
you
just helped me. That just helped me, Dan. I'm going to go with Pray With An E. It's kind of short.
I'm just going to call your name. Just go. All right? Because we're on speed round right now. This is what we're going to do. So, Poppy, you first. You ready? Mic is yours.
All right, bet. You praying because you want E, but most pray with the E. But he never answers me. I keep talking, but you never answer back. Where the flick are you at? How many people pray the most when they're out of hope? But he's praying while little bruh's tired of going through, so he's stalking pray with the AK. I mean, they're both praying, but in two different ways, so who's to say who's right or wrong? I mean, they both feel like they're out of hope, and praying is the only way out of the car where him and his kids have been for 3 days. He's prayed and found several ways to get paid, but the little that he's made has kept his family fed at night. But tonight, everything's on E. It's 20 below, so his kids are whining in their sleep. There's no gas, so there's no heat. Spiritually, he's on defeat, so he goes and reaches for the trunk. He starts to move his feet, praying all the way that he can catch a quick lick while praying he can get away with it when he should be praying for forgiveness, because if something goes wrong, he has to live with this. But tonight, his family might not make it without it. Crouched down in a corner waiting, he takes a knee. I guess that's the best way to give a A or take a E. Answer me. Peace.
God.
Well, I'll be.
God, how could so much mayhem manifest from the miracle of our melanin? How could something so amazing change beams to being something so shaming? Decades of regal decadence defiled with distortion, all from this miraculous misfortune. The Bible calls it a curse, a sin. But the same skin that speaks of sin reeks of royalty. Even the creation of the very first man was molded and formed by God's great hands. Adam, too, was blessed to bear the burden of my brown. So why then are we cursed to share this burden like Mike Brown? That's when police see your black skin as a fully loaded MAC-10. That's when toys in the hands of our handsome sons resemble Gatling guns. This is a land where an unarmed black man looks more dangerous than the Taliban. Is that why there's so many countless episodes that are epidermis? Is that the epicenter of an epic death? Is that why the system is systemically, ethnically cleansing me? Look at how the innocents have lost their innocence in a sense. No more inner sense once the judge takes a glimpse of our dark images. Justice becomes a figment. And you don't have to read between the lines in these death sentences. Just blows instigated his death throes, but these decimals don't add up, because if he didn't point one, why bring a gun into the equation? You spend thousands of dollars on sports to watch niggas.
Then you spend thousands of dollars putting security cameras on your porch to watch, niggas. You love Michael Jordan, but that's a black man on your feet. But you will George Zimmerman or Trayvon if you catch a nigga on your street. Look, look at how he reloads his speed loader. He says these bullets is for them freeloaders. He leaves his suburban home with his wife and two kids. His son yells out, Daddy, knock him dead. Break a leg. Crack a skull. Beat them niggas until their face drips with blood. Harass them niggas until they beg you to leave. And choke them niggas until they can't breathe. Because dead men have no tales to be told except for what the media sold. You see, the newsflash newscast is the newest news slash. The newscast newsflash is the newest news slash. Good evening. This just in. Today, another unarmed black man was gunned down by a white officer. He said the assailant was black, armed, and dangerous. Even though he was unarmed, black's arms are dangerous. Look what happens when your bare arms look as if you bare arms. When your bare arms look as if they're bare arms. As soon as these pigs get a scent of the color that pours out of your pores into your pigment, freeze is what they'll scream, but die, nigga, is what them pigs meant. Peace.
Whew. God damn. Jesus. damn, I just lost my spot. La Perla Negra.
Called Dear Future King. Dear Future King, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and thus assured I am your lady in waiting. Patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantries through my body, these locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king, and it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the trees. I honor you. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear Future King, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down. This is your coronation, the time for celebration. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place, my future king. Your kingdom awaits. Thank you.
Mahogany soul.
Halo man, big man, king, Mansa, Musa, you a man already. You gonna be a better man than your deadbeat daddy. You gotta be. I cut up all my good books to cushion the burden of this beautiful black man, God-gifted skin you landed in. That's why I named you Regal Things. Or maybe your own unique claim to fame. Or maybe I named you a good old name to get good black men good jobs. See, I even named you on purpose. I blew Bible verses in your ear. Young black guys ain't got no time for lullabies. I'm going to train up a man. I'm going to raise me a man. Gold chain, got your chest out, dressed to impress out, looking like the same nigga that had me stressed out or my own daddy that stepped out. I gave you everything I thought a good man needed. The rest I thought I left out. But after three generations without a man around the house, it's a chance I'm speaking words over you that I can't even pronounce. But if it takes every ounce of me, or my last little shred of dignity, I'm going to raise you to be the greatest man that ever was and the greatest one that is. I mean, end of the day, I've got to be somebody's rib, young man. The good book says in order to become a man, you have to give up your childish ways. See, that's the reason that I took your toys away, as if little boys ain't going to find a way to play them some games. And it says The rod is for the fool's back. So when you don't behave, I'm going to do all I can to cast out the mannish ways, and I better not see a single tear on your face. A man got to know how to take some pain, and you a man now, little man. Big man. Man, man. Mommy, man. My little king. My everything. Hidu, Ogun, Shango, Kemet. I cut the men that hurt me right out of your flesh, and in the same breath expected you to control yourself, to quit acting like a child. I ain't gonna let you be another black nigga running wild, them unraised ingrates at every door that ain't got lamb blood or strong man at it. Man, grow up. Somebody's gotta protect us. Was the reason you joined the lost gods that called themselves trap stars and attempt to protect your mother? Thinking the streets could help you eke past the weakness of interchangeably being victim and witness, because every corner boy's been told that the fastest way to stand 10 toes is with the added weight of a loaded pistol. Now my little man's the aggressor, convinced the best impression is that weapon on the dresser. Is the smothering and my mothering the original sin in your origin story, man? Man, what did you wash off your disdain for your mama name and some young lady's pants, man, man? You lack direction on how to keep that pain from festering into rage, but what's your plan, man, man? You got to give 110% to make it, young man. Any mistake will be treated as graven as these graves. They keep digging to bury every ounce of black boy joy they can get their goddamn hands on. Like we some lab rats eating cheese from traps that invisible hand got us trained on. But little man, big man, man, mommy, man, Shiku, Ishu, Habibi. My little Habibi, ain't it crazy how long it takes to hear somebody call you baby? You had to wait until some young lady you hastily named Eden wrapped round you with her legs, pulling you in, offering you ease in the wake of your mother's need for you to hurry up and be a man. Did she offer you short respite for your heart, desperate for someplace soft? Well, that's till you took the condom off or find a way to piss her off, and now you get to be a boy. As angry women acknowledge the lightness of your lost youth transmuted into expletives, it seems as if the only way you are gifted childishness is if you're failing somebody. Damn, little man. Big man, man, mommy, man, pop, pop, tahuti, abatala, ma'at, I swear to God I gave you everything I got. Now here you stand. Proof that life is a majestic sculptor with every pummel and cut. My little man has started to look just like a strong man, bold, bronze, and brazen, with his soul salivating over the taste, both familiar and foreign, of what it feels like to really be a man. A good man, a solid man, a man who stands for something, one who's humble, a man who ain't gonna cut and run at the first sign of trouble, a man with more complexity than a flat screen of Heathcliff Huxtable. But deep down in here, there is a fear so familiar to you, the dread that cut your milk tooth, the anxiety reminding you that you were never given the proper tools to be the men you look up to. You were blessed with a paradise wrapped in a paradox, compartmentalized in Pandora's box, lost in the dark place where you keep the rest of the part of you that is missing, because we've all decided a man's man can't embrace the duality of his existence. And without those pieces, it's like your raw black form is nothing more than a weapon that you brandish. I thought tough love was making you a strong man, but it seems it made you downright mannish. Damn, little man.
Greer Epiphany.
You ain't no Superman. Doing all you can to make us believe you faster than a speeding bullet, but Freddie Gray, Amadou, and Trey prove that's a lie. Ain't no lasers in your eyes unless we talk in teardrops. Stop your pretending, bending over backwards to convince us once again that you are more powerful than a train when you can't survive the subway, Oscar. The odds are against you, my friend. You ain't no Superman. And if your plan was to teach them folks otherwise, you just might want to redevise your strategy, change up the flow, because you know you can't control a motherfucker
motherfucker who don't know shit from Shinola told the king he was chattel on level with cattle and horses and dogs. Nah, ain't nothing in the world can change his mind, but you don't mind because you ain't never regular, ain't ordinary. You carry strength in your boldness, sweetness in your swag. You bad in the good kind of way, and they may paint you to be less than, like we don't know you ain't no Superman. You are far greater than Clark Kent could ever regale, more than Martha and Jor-El could fathom. I imagine you are God's son, co-heir to the cross and the crown, and down your broken road awaits a crucifixion, but resurrection follows close behind. Stay on your grind and find your purpose and your peace, then feast in the midst of your enemies, those pious Sadducees who are sad you see that you finally see who you are, and you are not Superman, you are black man, and that is perfection in my eyes.
Damn, y'all.
God damn. Okay. Darius, King.
I'm famished. I think I'll go to the net to get fed, because tonight I feel like seeing a fight. I'm pissed. I feel dismissed. I'm definitely disenfranchised. And I would definitely be remiss if I missed an opportunity like this. So tonight, somebody is going to have to fight. Whether by stick, by stone, or broken bones, I'm going to sit front row from my own home, from this throne. Just like this, every night, I put on my mental camouflage. I am the Julius of this gladiatorial arena. Whether shells falling from tokens or my favorite arcade sniper, with no place to respond as I sit and I wait for the rush of that crimson tide that comes from inside. I welcome the rush of the bloodlust. Becoming infected by the bloodthirst of the crowd as I say something vile, the chat goes wild. Now I'm a statesman. I become roused by the carnage as these blood-soaked video clips receive my approval, and that the big thumbs up of endorphins surges in into my brain, permeating to my very psyche. In a moment of high-mindedness, I start to feel happy because I have found a home for my hate, my cowardice, and my guns, and it gives me a feeling that I am mighty, a mighty man on the battlefield. Look at me. It's like watching TV. I'm so good at it. It's like everyone else is unarmed and defenseless. They fortify their positions like women and children. I am a man among infants. My movements and techniques are flawless. It shouldn't be so easy, even if I do say so myself. You want to know who I am? I am the master of this universe, of this moment in time. They are recording me from every angle imaginable in perpetuity throughout the known universe. I, the majestic fool, the perfect tool, and tonight I will win a bullet-riddled body. But my exploits here tonight will live past this life and the annals of digital media. And I would like to thank everyone laying and pouring out here tonight, because without me, none of this would have been possible. Thank you for coming out. I am your local gunman. Boom.
So the verbal mind dancer.
Gangs, the mentality of running shit. Ice is as cold as they come. If they have the same guns as the other ones, the same fun and businesses, the same issues with witnesses, what wish is this to be feared on the streets? Near to the beat of the city drums, no fear of the heat in the city slums. And bravery comes behind leaders. The leader becomes the deceiver. He misleads you. He reads to you quotes with hopes of an afterlife, with many wives and taking lives will get you there. But you don't care. It's pussy at the end of the rainbow. Lead flows and your game shows you're the man. Crips are cold places. Faceless souls buried under places unowned. Claiming sections of the city unknown. Trespassers beware. The residents living they are scared. Better not wear red, it said. What's the point of the blood that's been shed? There's no end to the means. There are only safety in teams. There are only a few places one can go, it seems. Doubtful of the next day, plotting the next play with the plan of just every gang acts the same way. Writing on walls, wearing colors, forming a bond like fraternity brothers, the fraternal order chaos. No plan or just cause. It's just look at me, cuz. See how bad I am. And you're still paying dues to some other clan. Enter the red of blood, the color of thug, the color of rob, rape, and mug, the color of just don't give a fuck. Murder and mayhem of homo sapiens, another sectional mindset where only they play in. Day in and day out with new followers, basically leeches who are simply mocking you. No goals, no directions will accept unearned money, and that's only spent to rearm and impress some honey. It's kind of funny. All this strength you project is just to get your dick wet. Every gang on the planet has the same mindset. What set you claiming? Who you blaming for your misfortune? What part of the earth do you wish to rule? Drug money, blood money, stocks and bonds all ran through Wall Street. That's the gang with the business suits on. Man, them motherfuckers bad. They can change the law if you piss them off. Y'all run around here wearing different colored scarves. They got all the money, and with the word can make it worthless. Y'all still playing mafia wars with a little hint of Scarface. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to live alone. That's human nature to interact. We all form little gangs in certain circumstances, but we don't call it that. Violent behavior, force of fear in others, knowing damn well you're only doing it for safe cover. Younger and younger every day, every new chapter is the same way. Lost souls caught up in emotional battles, looking for a way to subside and unravel. Suicide is the way out in its self-inflicted form, has morphed into something else far beyond the norm. Protect and serve, now ponder these words. It's open season and they thin in the herd. It's a whole new form. This gang is wearing uniforms, mostly blue, but they got that undercover crew. They're blending in just to infiltrate you. Hell, they might even sell a dime or two. They fight crime and the crime is just being you. They're a powerful force ran by the government, of course, practically giving us no recourse. Consider the source. You think you got a voice? You're silencing everyone if you think you got a choice. Hands up, hands down, armed or not. If you're a deeper shade of soul, how you think you'd be found? Guilty. Being black. Boom.
Damn.
Just ridiculous.
I want to be like y'all when I grow up. Shit.
Damn. I'm just pissed.
Come on, hi.
Heartbreak poem 256. I find it hard to say goodbye, but I also have to acknowledge what doesn't serve me. Know what doesn't make me feel joy in the morning or whatever part of the day that exists. I am careful about what I ask for because the universe makes it a point to make sure that whatever you put out comes back to you. What spin like the spin of the days on this earth defines my worth, and sadly, I cannot ascertain your value anymore. So here we are. The forgotten pour in is the pour in, and I'm tired of waiting for you to get over your regret and resentment, tired of you being lazy and not trying to accept what is given. These are your blockades preventing the push towards progress when love can manifest and not digress. I have held you in my arms, not that I avoid you at every turn, dutiful, and yet an explosion awaits me with the smallest fuel and hair triggers, and I keep watching you make these decisions, seeing on what you want to see, not including me. I'm just an accessory, nothing to hold on to. Maybe I didn't get enough value in this instance, persistence that I didn't pay what I thought it weighed. I feel like I was lost in the moment, the momentum, the movement stuck, stagnant in quicksand that I can't stand, so I gotta go. Get gone. My needs are greater than the weight. I need to be poured into, touched, kissed softly, hard twisted, danced slow with, made for, made with, made love to, while love makes us, I push off to sail to a new sea, saying goodbye to not fulfilling my needs, being a person who has to please. So when you lost it, did the memory of it glow bright enough
to cloud the corner of your eyes, pushing pain into precipitation to the taste of it, harking you back to late night Lo Mein and Ek Fu Young, hot enough to burn your tongue after lovemaking sessions that fulfilled hunger for everything carnal, but left your body spent. Did it remind you of the smell of hair and night sweat on July night too hot to make love, but you held each other anyway? Did it remind you of the distance, the space between hugs, the microns of space between lips, the heart that misses but on contact feels the intimacy return? When you lose your light, you lose your way. When you stand in the dark, your path goes astray, and do you miss it at all? Do you remember when forever is not far and we live for today? Nothing even mattered, come what may, but we lose it and we grow tired. I'm gone. Home.
Man.
Bro, you just had, I saw when you ended it, bro, I felt so stupid. I was just sitting there staring at my phone like you just reeled me in. I'm just like deeper and deeper and deeper zoning out. Like, yo, that shit was dope, man. That was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. I'm sorry.
So,
I think Poppy call dropped, so I brought her back in. But so she brought the book. So they're all on the line again. But that was absolutely that was painful, but it was so brilliantly written, and the way the passion you put behind it. Go ahead.
I don't really like Ek Fu Young, but damn it.
Y'all are hilarious. All right, so now we got Poppy and Brother Habib. Thank you for being a part of this installment number 26 of the Fly Speak Open Mic featuring Brother Habib and Poppy Williams. How do y'all feel about this show?
Man, I have had an absolutely amazing time tonight. I've been saying it all night. It's been pacified. It's the whole damn frequency. Is on. I love it. I enjoyed myself tonight. Thank you for having me on. Just thank you. It was a blessing.
No, yeah, you were a blessing. Thank you for coming. Go ahead, Brother.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel blessed, man. I feel truly blessed, man. I really appreciate every single one of y'all, man. You know, I just feel like, man, how this word brings us together, man. And it's like we peek inside of each individual's heart and their mind and their soul. And it's like, I feel like I know y'all, man. You know, like I don't even meet none of y'all, man. But just hearing your words and your spirit, it's just, I feel really blessed to have been able to share this moment with you guys. And you guys to share these words with me, man. And I thank you all, man. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody who came tonight. Yeah, absolutely, and came through, rocked with us, rocked with our features, rocked in general. I like to thank everybody who spit hellfire fucking poetry. I'm sorry I got a cuss, but I got cussed. This is some ridiculous. I like it when it's ridiculous and the energy is just high and unyielding and wielding and just pushing all the magic into the corners that we need it to be, covering everything. This is super amazing. I want to thank everybody who came out. I definitely want to thank our features, Poppy, amazing. I'm going to call you Kathleen, amazing. I want to thank you, Brother Habib, for blessing us and being a blessing. That's amazing. Y'all are both just amazing. I just want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm super thankful.
Thank you.
I seen a lot of drinks get smacked out of hands, but I seen people getting roundhouse to the face. That's what happened today. Great.
Yes. Oh, iron sharpens iron, y'all. Y'all should have seen me when my call dropped. I was trying to get back in here so bad. I was like, oh, not in the middle of the piece. Come on.
Oh.
Nah, it's gravy. But, you know, the cool thing is, you know, I use those specific metaphors because you, when I said that, you really imagined somebody roundhouse is money to pay.
Yes, I swear I did, bro. The imagery.
That's how you get it. Like, yeah, my poetry is like a roundhouse to the face. People are like, yo,
You just said something, didn't you? Like, of course. Anyway, I want to thank my co-host, Mahogany Soul, first time out. First time, yay, welcome to Fly Speak. You made it for
yourself. Wait a second. Hold on, wait. I got it.
Great job.
Hold on a second. We got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
and
more
tonight,
features tonight. More features. Give it up for our people.
That's right. Goes. Because
give it up for everybody to the poetry.
Like,
everybody.
Yes.
We're ringing the bell.
I was just going to ask you what the hell.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we ring the bell around here. That's our thing. We ring the bell. You know. Although, if he comes during a honey dripper time, I don't know. We just going to tell you to wear some rubber pants or something like that. You just, it gets wet. Sometimes sticky.
I need to come join that room one night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said rubber chaps. What'd you say? Nah, you're gonna need a whole rubber chap suit. You know, get the gloves. You know, put on some human prophylactic. Just put on a whole prophylactic suit. You want to put it on. It get a little crazy, Ryan. It get a little crazy. Well, you know, we make people send NDAs. And, you know, we tell people don't litigate us if you have babies. That's all we say. Don't litigate us.
Plan B pill after the show.
Well, y'all ain't got to worry about that with me. It's all spit babies and Barbie dolls, baby.
I'm just saying. You know, wherever you decide to put your babies, your excess squirtage.
Right. Oh, Lord. Behave. Look, for real, on real stage, y'all will know how to act when company come around now. You got to be.
We don't. But, you know, I'm prepping for next week. We are doing the Honey Dripper podcast next week. So I'm prepping now. So I'm just telling people, you know,
okay.
Come through. So,
Mahavi,
everybody got quiet. Everybody got quiet.
You gotta do a rule, man, because I had on some great sweats listening to the show, man, and that shit didn't turn out good, man. It did not turn out. Did not turn out good.
I'm dead. Public places.
It wasn't me, but somebody said it's there's photographic evidence. But no, I'm just
kidding.
I'm just saying, don't let nobody come in the room with a purple light. That's all I'm going to say. Don't let nobody come in your room with a purple light. You're going to be all right. That's all I'm saying. You know, but that is happening next week. So just in case y'all decide to stop by in the room, I just want to prep y'all because, you know, everybody else, Lou Draws knows what it is. We ain't going to talk about it because Lou Draws knows what it is. Matter of fact, he's one of the main culprits.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Let me
get you up on that.
He called him Luke Draws. You said Luke Draws.
Yeah, no, that's his name. You'll never find bling, bling, bling.
You have to hear
that.
Bro.
Someone who loves you.
Erotic poetry.
Will hold night through.
Where are you?
Yeah. I love it.
Singing them panties off. Don't be saying nothing. I'm telling you.
Hello.
You
never find them panties. That's the song. That's the remix. You never find them damn panties in this room.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
If I go out the room and the door locks behind me, I just know something's wrong. That's all I'm going to say. I just know something's wrong. Go out and I hear the click. I'm like, what the hell?
Help.
Help.
Yeah, I'm working on my next one, man. I got one erotic piece down. I'm working on my next one, man. This is I'm trying to get the get in the game, man. I ain't really got that many erotic pieces, man. But you guys are truly inspirational, man. Truly.
All right, well, just hang out, you know, just hang out, and don't wear gray sweatpants. Anyway.
Yeah, I got a few of them, and I haven't touched them yet. They're just written and sitting there, so I know I'm going to come in and try to buy.
Well, come on next Tuesday. Come through next Tuesday. Don't come on. Come through.
Turns to a whole different kind of party.
The gravity of that language.
Then he said, "Hi, my name is Next Tuesday."
Yeah, see, there you go. Y'all gonna go back and be like, "Yo, he be mad serious in other people's rules." I say, "You got to go on this podcast. That motherfucker be cutting." I'm like,
no.
I'll be Karen. I had to go between us so I could be straight because you know I'd be cutting up. I'll be here.
Gotta rein him in a little bit. I'm the house arrest.
Like, pull back.
Real got his eyes on.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I need to check the inbox because I know he probably said you fired.
Right.
this segment is sponsored by Rolex. Why be average when you can be wrong? Get your Rolex. Forgive me, boss man. Well, he listens to you. Boss man, forgive me. He probably making fun of me. He probably got the whole Chief Longwing going in the chat, too. Because he loves that. Yo, every time, I know he about to get on me. As soon as I start seeing the tumbleweeds blow, for the meme with the tumbleweeds blow, I say, he's about to go in.
Oh, man.
He was like, the damn ringleader. I was like, yeah, you're right. I can't argue. Anyway,
it's a good time. Man, this has been an amazing show. This energy has been so awesome. I can't listen. Just, you know, each individual poet, I feel like, you know, like Poppy. Listen, just Caffeine, that's what we're going to call you from now on. I feel like everybody that comes around gets a nickname. Caffeine is definitely a nickname. But it's so much heart and spirit and passion and everything that you write. And speaking you at the pulse of what's happening right now with that much passion and enthusiasm, it's just beautiful to watch. I can't wait to hear your erotic poetry. And Brother Habib, to just know your experience. And to, you know, I think that's another special thing about the way that Mojave has flashed set up, is that you get to know you guys behind what you write, and then to hear what you wrote after that and how you wrote it. It's like knowing you a little deeper, like you were saying. You bring so much spirit and wisdom and the tools that you guys share. It's just been fantastic. And I'm not going to get on Rare, Pearl Negra, and Joe, listen, I just see all my grandsons sitting at Joe's feet with those two pieces that he put out here. Like, look, this game. And it's spit in a way that it's like, you know, that real talk. That talk they're going to understand. And poetically, though, that's amazing. You know, Javi, both the pieces that you brought, you know, can't leave you out, but you definitely, who else? Listen, I don't know who I'm forgetting, but I don't forget. Rare, will you marry me? That's all I got to say. I don't know if she's still here. But I'll just keep throwing out my proposal every time I get a chance because I love you. I love you so much. Deep down.
I'm already married. But I got,
like,
you know, I got a whole slew of y'all. I'm married to you and Stina and Stefania and everybody.
I will do the cooking and the cleaning. Oh, well, not the cooking. You're going to let you do the cooking, but I'll do the cleaning.
I was
going
to say, you
got
to mess up talking about you going to do the cooking.
No. Whatever I got to do to get him, I love it. So,
No.
Right. I had to say that because I tasted her food. So let me get out the way with that one. But, yeah, you know, and then everybody coming together and bringing your own unique perspective to this circle. And I know this is just going to expand from here. I'm definitely going to follow you guys and enjoy your shows, and let's make this happen and just grow this feeling. Let everybody else feel this. I love it. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you so much, man.
That was so beautiful. Man, I really, truly feel blessed, man. This was honestly, man, I don't know why, man. I just felt like more intimate, man. It felt like we just was, you know, I mean, it just felt like, I feel like Clubhouse seems, it gives you that, like, I don't know what it is, like a worldwide, like everybody across the world. It's just like the internet.
Mm-hmm.
This is like we on the phone in a little conference call, you know, kicking it with friends and family. So thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you. You know, we don't have Van here to give us the role now, but I don't know what's happening tomorrow. La Perla Negra, what's happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is open because right now the Erotic Love Zone is on a hiatus until we do not. Thursday night is the Get Down, hosted by Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son. Friday night, I think we got something new coming through. I'm not sure yet. Saturday night, I believe, is open because there is no more Poetic Therapy. Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Alonzo and Divine Inspiration. And Monday night, we have King and Queen's Quarters, which is hosted by, we don't know yet, but we got King Atterbury. And we may have Queen Simmons up in there, might have myself, or we might have Mrs. VIP. And right back over here on with Mr. Tuesday Night, Mojave, Hob Rocks, a.k.a., I don't know, what else? One of your shows. What did you say? We're going to have
Honey Drippin'.
Okay, we're going to do the Honey Drippin'. I'm coming through Drippin', most definitely. Back
well,
to you,
well,
now.
You know. I'm just saying, you know, because since people think we're a promotional group.
Oh, man, see.
You know.
Oh, that's not funny. I saw that today. I was like, wow.
Yeah, don't forget Friday night, Renaissance Poetry, baby. Renaissance Poetry Friday night.
There you go. Renaissance Poetry Friday night.
Iceberg and the hurricane. That's what's happening on Friday.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, but since people being funny, you know, in real life, and then they're like, you know, it's a lot of inside jokes. I'm not going to talk about it online. But you know, when people be like, oh, you know, I thought you were a promotional group. What?
Yeah,
I said, oh, you
talking that's
real
foul.
You was talking real spicy. Then you was like, oh, you're that guy. Yeah, and we're this group. Now you know, oh, you didn't know that we were that deep. Oh, you're looking at all the profiles.
Uh-huh.
Now you're talking about, and then somebody's like, yo, can you call, Rare, what happened, Rare?
Can you call the dogs off? Now, we started this, Bart, Mitch, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I think I talked to you, Rare, because you even minded, because you know he don't really mess with me. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, what you tell him, you call that dude, tell him to call Mojave. And then you're going to call me directly. I said, listen. And as soon as I came back on the phone, I was holding that laugh so hard. I was holding it.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I got to let this out. And it's not even funny, but it's funny. Anyway, that's the side. It's not even funny, but it's funny. But that being said, we're going to put that off to the rest. You know what? I wish everybody a positive rest of their evening into the morning. I wish you rest. I hope and pray that you wake up tomorrow in the most positive mindset and more health in your body, and that everything that is for you, that is attracted to you, that benefits you, that you are not just a person who's a magnet, a person who manifests, a person who draws and circulates, and all the blessings that follows you, as well as all the manifestations that you can handle. I wish the best for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for participating. We love you. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your time. It's been amazing. And thank you for coming here to Epiphany Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, where we boldly go where poems have been gone before. We also encourage you to take your socks off of the baby. And
baby.
And It's sponsored by Raw Links. So get your Raw Links. If you don't know, hit us up. We'll point you in the right direction. Get that on your wrist. You need that. And that being said, it is a school night, so this podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9,
hi, beautiful people.
Thank you all. Tapping on Wednesdays. That's what y'all do on Wednesday. Y'all tapping in the Poppy Storage Corner. Let's go.
That's right.
Five.
Five.
Love
y'all.
4, 3, 2, 1. Be loved. Okay, be at peace. Be progressive.